Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. And since we're still in the NBA finals, we have to have NBA questions, which is Russell's favorite topic. And in the next segment,
you say that Michael, almost like it's sarcastic, but that is.
So you got to speak a little louder. What's that?
You sound like you're being sarcastic there. That is my favorite.
No, I know it's your favorite. That's why I like doing it. We always like to not only please our guests, but please our co-hosts as well. And in the next segment, Michael has invited a special guest, very interesting person. I was reading his bio, and we'll let Michael do that in the next segment. Also, if we have time, talk about the fact, maybe not now, we got about 35 seconds. Caitlin Clark, what do you think about her getting snubbed for the Olympics? I mean, she just joined the WNBA.
Hey, are we getting paid by Caitlin Clark? All we do is talk about Caitlin Clark. I mean, well, good Lord Almighty. You know what? The WNBA better be thinking their bottom, whatever you want to call it, dollars. Caitlin Clark is the reason we are talking about the WNBA. It is a joke. I mean, thank God for this young lady. People can chastise her. They can kick her off the Olympic team, whatever. But I'm telling you, the only reason I'm talking about the WNBA or any of us is because of Caitlin Clark.
And also when it gets to the Olympics, you know,
she gets snubbed allegedly. I mean, first of all, you have to earn that position. But quite frankly, for the sake of the sport, she should be on that team.
What do you think, Russell?
For marketing reasons, obviously, yeah. They've got the spots. You know, you're telling me, in other words, I guess the question would be, could you name the 15th member of the women's Olympic team?
No, Brittany Griner is the only one. Hey, guys, we got to cut to our break, and then when we come back, we're going to introduce our guests. Stay with us, Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back home with that dial.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners. How can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com. Promo code 408-408 or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Everett Brown, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Sorry, Russell, I had to cut you off there, but you're continuing. Continue on about Caitlin Clark and the Olympics.
Well, my point was, if you don't even know who the 15th member of the women's Olympic team is, you're not going to really miss that person if that lady was not there on the squad, as opposed to Caitlin Clark. Everyone knows who she is. So it is weird that the Olympic team that, you know, normally the United States Olympic teams, they think totally of the marketing and the publicity element of it. You look at the Dream Team, for example, you know, or even the men's basketball team. They wouldn't leave off. I mean, they've got LeBron on it this time. They wouldn't leave LeBron off of it, you know, to somehow make room for, you know, someone else.
Well, here's my question is, I don't know the other women players. Forget the marketing side of it. Is she good enough to beat out all those other women? That's my main question.
I wouldn't leave the marketing side out of it. You know, the Olympics is about marketing. It's been more about marketing since the Dream Team.
That is another part of it. But here's my but. Again, I don't know enough about these women to make a judgment as to, oh yeah, she's better than this player or not as good as this player, because she's mostly known for her offense. But tell you what, our guest has been sitting here waiting patiently.
Yeah, really.
Let's get into it. Okay, Mike, since you invited him, go ahead and introduce him.
Well, he's a very controversial figure, and I'm a little worried about him. You know, he's kind of like the Jerry Jones of professional football. he's looking at me like, well, what the heck is this guy going to say? No, our special guest, his name is Nick Furis. Nick is a guy who I happen to know. In fact, Nick said, well, is it okay if we say that we know each other? I said, absolutely, Nick. Nick is an interesting guy from Jacksonville, Florida. Not originally, but lives. And I too am in Jacksonville, and our paths crossed each other because of the broadcast business and so forth. But Nick is proudly the co-owner of a team called the Jacksonville Sharks Indoor Arena Football League. Of course, you know, you got the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, MLB. What's really interesting, what takes place behind the scenes of a indoor football league? I mean, it's a vibrant league. Nick's going to tell us about it. Nick is also the owner, an Emmy Award-winning producer-director from a company called Spectrum Films. He's multi-talented. Nick, we thank you. The reason I wanted to say you're controversial because I know you love your wife, your children, your grandchildren. You love God and America. So that makes you controversial.
That's okay. I'll take that. I'll take that, Mike. I'll take that.
I'm teasing. You know I'm teasing you.
I know. Nick. I know you are.
Now, I remember when Arena Football came out. Is this part of that specific?
The original AFL, Kurt Warner. AFL. That league folded. Okay. That league folded, and we were part of it. Our inaugural season was in 2010. The Jacksonville Sharks were formed in 2010. And 1 year later, in 2011, we won the AFL championship. So that was quite the story. And it was new to Jacksonville. It was exciting. There was 13,000 people at the arena every night. I happened to be a fan back then, watching this interesting game. People may remember a quarterback named Aaron Garcia. Aaron Garcia is out from the West Coast, Hall of Fame indoor quarterback, unbelievable talent. So he played for us. Subsequent to that league folding, there was a new league formed, the National Arena League, the NAL. And we won a championship in 17. Then I became an owner, I believe, in the 2019 year. We won a championship in 2019, and we won one last year in the NAL. So four-time champions. Since I joined the ownership group, and there's seven of us, I've got two rings, so it's kind of exciting.
Did you have your ring on, Nick? Huh? You don't have your ring? You don't have your ring on?
You know what? They're so big. They're so big, and I usually wear them very rarely. I probably wear them twice a year, if that. But
wear it around your neck.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of neat to have. But Mike said in his introduction, what goes into a professional football team? We now are no longer part of the NAL. This year, we're part of the Indoor Football League, the IFL. Cool. Your listeners can go to goifl.com. It is a nationwide footprint. It's a very strong league. There's 16 teams from California to Massachusetts, in the Midwest, Iowa, Wisconsin, down in Texas. And
so,
right,
so
here
is the other league, is it like a competing league then?
So the NAL still exists. We did leave that league. We just felt that we had an opportunity to go into a stronger league, one that was very established, one that we felt was being run by the commissioner very well. So you have 16 teams. It's nationwide. You're expanding by two next year, makes it 18. And we're looking for international play, whether that be Mexico, whether that be Canada. So I think the game itself is a little bit different than what we came from in rules and the type of athletes we need in order to succeed this year rather than last year, where we won a championship and we learned that the hard way. It took us 5-6 games this year to realize the schemes, the personnel, et cetera, that we had were not adapting correctly to this league. We fixed those problems. And now we're doing a lot better. So it's a little humbling to win a championship and then not be able to win a game for a while. But now we're starting to catch on. So you go from a championship season to currently we're, 2-8. We're 2-8 this year. But that's okay. The wonderful thing about it is we still have, 8,000-9,000 people at the arena because it's an experience. It's professional football mixed in with an interactive experience where the fans and there's activities on the field in breaks. So you really have affordable family fun. $100 you can take husband, wife, and a couple of kids and go have a great game. And the players are great. They interact with the fans. They sign autographs afterwards, win or lose. So it's really a great experience. Now, take the experience aside, on the football side, this is real football, okay? These guys are, I mean, half the size of a traditional football field, outdoor football field. So we're 50 yards, half the size of in width with boards. These guys are hitting, and these guys are not, you know, these guys are coming from big colleges. Miami. Well,
I mean, sometimes on ESPN, they'll have, you know.
Yeah, they'll have these incredible catches, and they'll make the ESPN top 10. Why? Because they're incredible athletes that come from, you know, Miami, South Carolina, Kentucky, University of Florida. These guys, some of them were drafted. Some of them played in the NFL. So it's a great, exciting game.
Gotcha. Hey, guys, we're going to go to our first commercial break here. We're talking the NBA. I've got an easy question, a harder question, and an easier question. All right. First easy question. What number did Scottie Pippen wear? All right. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com. The answer to that question, what number did Scottie Pippen wear? Oh, Mike, you're shaking your head, like looking back going, I think I know the answer. Oh, I'm not sure. I think I know.
Yeah, man, I'm not sure. I don't remember. I got a Scottie Pippen story for you, but that's okay.
All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Nick Furris. First trivia question, what number did Scottie Pippen wear? Mike, since you're kind of looking back and thinking, go ahead.
31, I don't remember. 31.
I don't remember, oh no! All right, Russell, tell me.
I will say this, of all my trivia stuff, I'm not great with jersey numbers. That's just... across the board. I don't know. I probably only know a handful of jersey numbers. I'm just gonna guess 15 and just throw that number out there.
Yeah, I thought you'd know that. I thought this was an easy one.
No, I'm not a numbers guy. Yeah. Everyone knows 23 for Jordan, but you know.
Okay, go ahead.
33?
Next. 33. Very good. 33.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's a good thing Nick Furris is here.
It is a good thing Nick Furris is here. Okay.
I just watched that documentary on ESPN the other day about Chicago, you know, the Michael Jordan thing. So I saw a lot of
The Last Dance?
The Last Dance. So
that was a great documentary.
Yeah, great documentary. Fabulously made.
Have you guys seen Clipped at all? Have you guys seen the show Clipped at all?
No.
Which is the show about the Clippers. And Donald Sterling. Well, I'll have to report on that sometime. Hopefully, you guys get a chance to see it. It's a lot of controversy about the casting, especially of like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, who, you know, when you think about, you know, Hollywood and all the thousands of people they can choose from for certain actors, they couldn't find two guys that looked less like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. If you try, which is also funny because there's that one guy who impersonated Klay Thompson. I don't know if you remember the story about a guy who pretended he looked like Klay Thompson and would show up to the games with a jersey and like people would ask him for his autograph and he got he even went like into the locker room until someone finally noticed and said, "Hey, you're not Klay Thompson."
Well, how tall he must have been, at least close to his height too. Then.
Yeah, he was about that. But he didn't look that much like him, but, you know, he played it up, and people are just, you know, suckers. So, you guys don't know about the show or anything like that. So that was one of my relatables I was going to throw in there today, but I guess And then I wanted to also say RIP to Chet Walker, who was one of the NBA greats, you know, from the past, and he died over the weekend. So...
RIP, God bless the soul of Nicholas, Josh Maravich, the son of Pistol Pete Maravich, died just the other day at age 42. How or why, we don't know, but so sad. I mean, Pistol Pete was one of the greatest basketball players of all time. His son gone way too soon. So a sad time for the Maravich family. But,
maybe a congenital heart thing because Pete died early too. So we have in the Zoom studio here, Nick Furris. We're talking not arena football. It is arena football, but it's not the Arena Football League. It's a different league. Tell us, Nick, is it seven versus seven on the field?
Eight versus eight.
Oh, eight versus eight. Okay. And how many players on a team?
I believe you can dress 22 per game.
22. Okay.
So plus you have your practice squad. Don't quote me on that. But, you know, Mike asked, what does it take to run a professional football team, an arena team? It's the same thing as any other professional sport. You have, you have your coaching staff, your head coach, and his staff, defensive coordinator, offensive line coordinator, special teams, trainers, practice facilities, et cetera. And then you have your front office, you have your sales staff, you have your mascot. There's so much that goes into producing, and I use the word producing because, yes, there's a football game, but then there's that producing of the experience. inside of that game that makes it so much fun. So it's a lot of work, and I think we do it. I think we're considered one of the elite franchises of indoor football in the country, and we're proud of that.
And what kind of salaries does a player make?
The IFL has a set of standards to keep parity in the league, and it's working, okay? I believe you can have up to 7, maybe 8 veterans, and the rest, they have to be non-veteran players. The veterans, there's caps on the other on the other players. There's caps. These guys are playing for the love of the game, and ultimately to get film to get to the next level. Yeah. So it's not about making a whole lot of money. That's why they're playing the game. We just had our quarterback, Perry, Nicosi Perry, University of Miami. He played there. He played one game this year. Somebody saw him. We just sent them off to Europe, and we're very happy about that. So we want them to get to the CFL. We want them to go to the next level so that they can get to their dream. Some of them have already been there, and they come backwards to us because they don't want to give up the game. Whatever the case may be, our players are very important to ownership and the team.
And I got to – let me say one thing, Mike. I got to think that a lot of these players who are really gunning for, rather than the veterans coming back to finish off, the guys who are really trying to show themselves for film, et cetera, I would think those guys would be playing so hard.
They are. Yeah. They are so hungry. They love football. They want to get to the next level. And like I said, we've sent many, many a player to the next level, and we encourage it. We don't hold anybody back. We want that. We want that. But somehow they always come back.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Nick. Gosh. Two quick questions. First of all, and you can answer this, but a lot of your players, particularly in Jacksonville and around the country, I've noticed, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of them seem to be very local-oriented players, some high schools even, that are good players that walked on. There seems to be a real connection to all these communities with specifically the local football players. Is that correct?
There's a few that we have that are homegrown, as they say. There's a few. That are homegrown. A lot of them come from all over the country. Right. All of them stay. We have them housed in apartment complexes. So some of them, you know, if they live in Jacksonville, they prefer to go home. That's fine. But I would say the majority are guys coming in from all over the country. So, you know, we're constantly looking. We're constantly signing players in the off season. So there's housing them, there's feeding them, they're taking care of them, there's medical, there's rehab, all of that. It's and it becomes a tight-knit family. Certainly the homegrown kids are beloved in this area because they played in this area, and then they went off to college. Some of them went to far away, but if they find their way back and they have the talent, we welcome them.
Do you have a bunch of scouts out there?
Absolutely. We have scouts. There are agents in this league that call ours. Our head coach and our staff send their film in. So there's a process. There's open tryouts. We've actually signed some diamonds off of open tryouts that became really good football players for us. Again, it's the love of the game. It's the dream of going to the next level. I mean, we had a player last year, Justin Renfro. I mean, he played in Seattle, in the Super Bowl in Seattle. He played in Green Bay. He's a University of Miami kid. He's played in the CFL. He's played in indoor game. So he's played the gamut of all sports. Now he's our play-by-play announcer. So He stayed. He's here local, and we saw an opportunity for someone who knows the game, and he accepted, and he's doing a terrific job in the booth.
And when your season runs from when to when?
Let's see. I think our training camp started in late March, so it's April through July, and then playoffs, championship.
And the thing is, because it's indoor, you don't have to worry about playing in Arizona in June.
No, that's the great thing about it is they practice in the elements. It's hot out there, but then they go to the arena and it's comfortable. But I'll tell you what, if you ever have a chance, look up the IFL, go IFL, your listeners, and see if there's a team near you. Experience it, because every person that I have ever brought has come back and said, I'm becoming a season ticket holder. Because it's first of all, it's affordable. And second of all, it's amazing. It's just an amazing experience.
I mean, I think I like some of the rules. I think it's kind of cool. It comes off the net and you can still run it back. And a lot of
scoring. That's the difference between the old league and our league. Cool. This year, there are no nets.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, hold on a second. We got to go to our second trivia question here. What was the original name of the Los Angeles Clippers? That's our trivia question. What was the original name of the Los Angeles Clippers? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall Certified Installer, Integrity Electric, and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical Field of Dreams, Steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, our special guest, Nick Furis. All right, second trivia question on basketball. What was the original name of the Los Angeles Clippers?
The Rockets.
Mike, you think you see? Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it looks like Russell just got it, but their origin, well, that's actually, we know they came from San Diego, the Clippers. But Russell, I don't know.
They had Bill Walton on there during the early years.
There used to be a team in San Diego called the San Diego Sales, part of the ABA. I wonder if they made that transition.
By the way, the answer is not the San Diego Clippers, which do you know why they got
the Clippers? I said the Rockets, that they were the Rockets.
No, it was the Buffalo Braves.
Oh, did they go all the way back to being the Buffalo Braves?
The Buffalo Braves went to San Diego. They changed their name to be the Clippers because they see the Clipper ships in San Diego.
Nick will probably know this because he's from that part of the country. Didn't Big Bad Bob McAdoo play for them in Buffalo?
Yes, he did.
That was our hard question. Our next question, I think, is a little easier. We don't like to stump you guys too much here. Any more questions for Nick?
Yes. Nick Furis is our guest, co-owner of the Jacksonville Sharks. IFL.
IFL Indoor Football League. Yep.
Nick, we got a lot of sports leagues around America, competitive baseball obviously going on. But where does this league, this sport fit in kind of in the pantheon of American sports? I know a few years ago I used to watch it on NBC. It was so vibrant. You had Danny, the former quarterback for the Cowboys, was the head coach of the Wranglers. Danny White, yeah. Where does this sport fit in, and how do you see it growing to the next level?
I think it fits in when NFL football ends. Your football cravings are always there, and the indoor game is there for you to pick up, whether it be in person, going to a local arena and seeing it, or all the games are played live on YouTube, so people can follow and watch them. And I mean, there's nothing like games that come down. Our last game, last Saturday night, 4 seconds left on the clock. We have the ball. You have a play. You either win or you lose. So it comes down to that one last play, and we were lucky enough to run the ball in, a 2-yard run, and win the game. You have games that are going into overtime, and I can't describe it. They're so exciting. And we were down 17, by the way, at one point midway through the third quarter. So coming back, and it's huge to come back, because in arena there's a lot of scoring. Yeah. The key is to stop them. Yeah. But, you know, the other thing is, like, I know you have a lot of military people that are listening to this. We have a dedicated night, July 20th this year in Jacksonville. That's Military Appreciation Night. And it's buy one, get one free. We honor our military, and it becomes an event. June 22nd, we have Star Wars Night, where everybody dresses up in Star Wars outfits, and it becomes an event. So you have great football, exciting football, high-scoring football, tough, hard-hitting football, with all of this other pageantry around it. And like I said, it's family oriented, it's fun. And this league, to answer your question more specifically, a television deal. I know our IFL championship will be on CBS Sports this year, as it was last year out of Las Vegas. I think a television deal will definitely help. Television helps expand it immediately, and I think the commissioner and the league is working on that. So I think in time it will become more of a what the AFL was on ESPN.
I was thinking about that before the NFL.
But the problem with the AFL, if I may, Ed, was you asked the question, salaries. They outpriced themselves. You cannot be paying somebody $200,000 a year or all these players all this money when you're only charging, you know, your average ticket is, you know, $25, $30. It just doesn't match. So the right way is to build it the right way and give the fans what they want, a great experience and an affordable price, get a TV deal so that that money can then trickle back down, and then we can bring in more talent at higher pay scale.
Good key question. I've talked to you actually once where take us behind the scenes, because I think, you know, you talk about the hard work, all the different elements that go into being a franchise. Can you give us some insight of things that, I mean, behind the scenes, what don't we know? That's A. And then B, is there a story that just, hey, this is why we do what we do?
Okay, I'll answer your second question first, because it's just happening. And it just happened this year. The Sharks, we created a 501c nonprofit. We go out into the community, into schools. Our players go with the head coach. We teach leadership. We talk about bullying. We do all of those important things. At the same time, there is a local kid that came to our attention that's 11 years old that's battling leukemia. And this kid is going through, and the family and the parents and his siblings are going through such a terrible time. Well, we made sure we brought that kid in his window where he could be out and amongst people. And we made sure he was in the locker room. We made sure he broke the team down in the locker room. He came out, was introduced in front of the crowd, and has no problem. They're very public about what he's going through, and to have 8,000 people just clapping and saying your name, and that just raised his spirits. That's why we do what we do. Okay. Awesome. Number two, behind the scenes. Look, it's like everything else. You have a football staff. You have a coach that's looking at film. You're looking for free agents. You're doing all those football things. You're in team meetings, you're at practice, you're weightlifting, you're rehabbing, all of those things. At the same time, you have a sponsorship team that's out looking for sponsors for the games. You have a team that is dedicated to ticket sales. You have an attack dance team that is entertaining and putting on performances. That just doesn't happen by magic. There's a whole front office. This is an everyday thing. We're away this week in Green Bay. Our team is working right now, preparing for our Star Wars night on the 22nd.
What's a team worth, average team worth now?
It depends, I think, what market you're in, how long you've been. I think anything is worth what someone wants to pay for it.
Okay, let's put it this way. How much would it cost if someone said, hey, I'd like to start a team?
Okay, you can go to goifl.com. There's a registration. There's fees involved, X amount of dollars. Because think about it. You got to buy turf. You got to buy boards. You got to buy dashers for the boards. You got to buy equipment. Depending on the league, you got to buy nets. You got to buy helmets. You got to create merchandise. It's not cheap.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, can you give us a rough? I don't have time to go on while we're on the show.
I would say, to get in the league, you're going to need. I'm going to guess to start. Ground level and build a team, you'll need $1 million.
Well, that's actually pretty cheap.
It might be more, you know, when you start thinking about it. But
you offset it with things, but you're not buying a team for $100,000. It's just not happening.
No. I mean, just the player salaries and having to put them up.
Right. But yeah. I think there are some teams that are worth much more than $1 million. Yeah. You've got arenas filled in Arizona, Jacksonville, Green Bay, you know, 9,000-10,000 fans. And well, it takes time.
You guys go into I would think also if you go into markets where there's not football, you know, professional football.
Like, well, I mean, you know what? I would think that what happens is the league looks at it demographically. It makes smart decisions. It wants to see if there was a previous team somewhere and they had the support. They're not going to go to an area where there is no support or you can't get. You first of all, you got to find just the right arena. That you know, you can't have. You got to find the right arena that has X amount of seats that makes economic sense. You can't have one that's only 2,000 seats. That's not going to work. Well, so yeah. There's a whole lot of R&D, research and development that goes into picking a market. I can tell you where we're going to be next year. I know one of the teams that's been put out there publicly, and it's Indianapolis. So Indianapolis will be a new market.
You know, it's interesting because like, I think about the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, right? And it's like they hardly ever draw, even though, you know, a lot of times they put together really good teams, but it's just like a market that just struggles to get professional.
But Tampa as a market used to have a very, very successful arena football franchise. So we never know. There may be another one in Florida. We hope so. Gotcha.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
Quick question, and I can answer this super quick. My first job in broadcasting was in Prescott, Arizona. Lo and behold, I find out there was an actual arena football league in Prescott, Arizona. Quickly, are they still around? And where's the most unique city in America that you just – I think that town is right up there. Some pretty interesting towns these teams are in.
Well, there's two teams in Arizona this year. California has a bunch of teams. Sioux City. I think there's one in South Dakota, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look. Right. There's so many teams I can't remember off the top of my head. Listen, Green Bay is a great market. Guys go up there. You know, you've got the aura of Vince Lombardi and Lambeau Field as your backdrop. Look at Jacksonville. Would Jacksonville be considered a market? Well, yeah. I mean, the NFL thought it was good enough to bring a team here, and it happened to work in 2010 when they brought the team here. So I think in the end, we'll grow smart, and it'll become the popular sport that it deserves to be.
Very good. Okay, guys, we're going to go to our third commercial trivia question here. And I'll see if you guys need a hint, but what town in Indiana did Larry Bird come from, and what was his nickname?
I got this one.
I don't need to give you an answer.
That one was the easier out of all
that. That was the easiest one. Okay.
Russell's got it too, I'm sure.
All right, but the thing is, I want to find out if you guys know his nickname, though. Okay. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments and our famous stocks for the day. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Nick Furis, which, by the way, Nick, thank you very much for being our guest at Jacksonville Sharks Indoor Football Arena. Here's our trivia question. What town in Indiana did Larry Bird come from? Go ahead, Mike.
Well, Russell, correct me if I'm wrong, but his nickname was the Hick from French Lick.
Perfect. That's right. You got the second part of the question.
And it's, of course, it's a no-brainer. It's easy.
That's an easy one.
Do you remember Larry Burns? You know, he's the man. That's all I got to say.
Do you remember? Cheers.
5 seconds. I had a chance to interview him in the locker room. I was covering the war. Magic Johnson was next to me. Bill Walton was just near me as well. And then I see Larry Bird in his bomber jacket. He's sitting there in the Celtics locker room. I want to go up to him, and I'm like, no, I can't, man. It's Larry. Yeah. I was just in absolute awe of the guy. Like, it was like the moment was perfect. I didn't even need to talk to him. I just got to see him. I got to tell you.
Remember, Vase is just people like everybody else. I just happen to stand out. Okay, are you guys ready for our thoughts for the day? So Carrie Fisher, remember her from Star Wars, right? She said, instant gratification takes too long. I like that. It's pretty good. And Will Ferrell said, before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with slow internet to see who they really are. Words to the wise. Yes. Again, Nick Furis, thank you so much for joining us. It was very interesting to learn about the indoor football arena.
Indoor football league. Yes.
Which is arena football, basically. Yep. Appreciate that. And tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios, the military.
So long.